Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Good evening. Looking for Kelly, please.
Do you know what time it is?
Well, this is Dwight with Comcast, and she sent a tweet to us. And,
yeah.
I was supposed to address that with her.
Okay, I'm her husband. The reason why we tweeted is because we had Comcast contractors digging up our yard, driving four-wheel trucks on our yard from this afternoon until late this evening. It was very disruptive.
Oh, I see. Was there an issue within your home they were trying to take care of? Or
no, we're not even Comcast customers.
Oh.
We're Verizon customers. They were digging through our yard because they said that there were problems with the service levels or the performance of the Comcast cables in our neighborhood.
Oh, I see. I do want to let you know the reason I was making contact with you also. They're going to be back out tomorrow to perform more work.
Okay.
And they're going to be bringing an excavator, a backhoe, and they're going to be digging approximately 3/4 of your yard up.
That's unacceptable. Well, that is completely unacceptable.
Sir, it's an easement rule, so we're allowed to perform work there with or without permission.
Right, but if we have damage, which they're digging underneath our driveway, if our driveway collapses, I'm expecting Comcast to repair it.
Yes.
And Comcast to pay for those damages.
That would be covered by Comcast. We would take care of your driveway. Unfortunately, you will be responsible for repairs to your yard.
That makes no sense whatsoever. We didn't cause the damage. Comcast caused the damage to our yard. So yeah. How can we be responsible?
Well, we're going to dig the yard up, and we'll go ahead and smooth it back out. But you'll be in charge of calling a landscaper to put down fresh grass seed and to repair that.
And you will reimburse us for those costs.
No, we won't. It's not in the contract with the contractors.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I want to take your name and address down because it's completely unfair to customers. We're not even a Comcast customer.
Sure. Is there any way we could change that to possibly talk you into coming to Comcast?
Why would we? When we treat it disrespectfully, you're tearing up our yard, you're saying there's nothing we can do. And, I mean, what's the benefit? We're happy with what we have with Verizon.
We do have the fastest internet around, sir.
Well, I mean, this is not a sales call. We were wanting to make sure that our complaint is heard and that we're treated respectfully.
Sir, I understand.
What is your name?
My name is Michael.
Last name?
Weston, Weston.
And your phone number is not showing up here. What is the phone number? I want the phone number for whoever is in charge of the work that's being performed.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the person that's doing the work, his name is Lenny.
Okay.
And Lenny's telephone number is... And, I mean, if you have complaints about the work that's going to be done tomorrow, he is on call all night, so you can address that with him whenever.
Are you a Comcast employee or are you with the contractor?
Oh, no. I'm an employee. I work at the call center in the social media division out here in Seattle.
Okay. And, Michael, what is your number?
My telephone number, give me just a moment here, because it comes into the call center. You can actually call that exact same number, but it's going to be an extension 4139.
The 206 number.
Right. Yeah, those are the same one for Lenny.
Okay. And I want to file an official complaint. So,
well, I don't handle complaints. If you want to do complaints, I do have a supervisor on duty, Kendra, who can take the complaint.
Yes, please. I'd like to speak to that supervisor.
All right, hang on for a second, Prick. I'm going to transfer you.
You're listening to the Prank Call Nation Network Machine.
Hello.
Hello.
At prankcallnation.com.